producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the United States of America is our home, but we're home, actually, to conversation that gets heard not only in the 50 states that are these United States, but all around the world on a lot of great internet connections, radioamerica.org, crndigital.com, gcnlive.com. I'm always talking to people. They want to know how they can hear the program. Richie, I'm meeting people, those of you who hear in the background some noise. That's because I'm in the Hilton Hotel, in the lobby of the hotel in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, attending the Business Evolution Conference, the first ever of its type, sponsored by a company called Vistage, which is all about helping people in their lives with their purpose and their businesses. The country doesn't work without businesses like Radio America, that Richie and his pal Michael Paradiso run and have been in many ways, the force behind helping me survive. Jennifer and her father, the same sort of thing. I'm talking about radio companies now, but there are plenty of other businesses that have we're a small independent group. My company is an independent company. Richie's company is. Jennifer's company is. And they all sort of stand alone. Kenny started a little company that is has started with the Christmas music online, but does other things. We all have ideas. We all have passions. We all want to do something that not only is rewarding to us, but helps other people. That's one of the great things about the human condition. Most people realize they're here to help, and they want to help. You help yourself first, though. That's one of the great things. That's a lesson that I have not learned well yet. I tend to help other people before I help myself. But you got to be thoughtful about what it is that you're doing with your time. So I pass that along because it's part of what I think in the next... we'll be here tomorrow doing the program as well, and we'll learn some more about some of the people and what they're doing and how maybe it relates to you and what's going on in your life. Quote of the day today comes from Mr. Amal Clooney, who said, quote, "Oftentimes I feel like an idiot talking to my own wife." This lady
I
is
feel like an idiot that you're talking to her too. You're supposed to be my boyfriend.
Why aren't you with me? Yeah.
You big jerk.
Yeah, yeah. She's involved in all of this human rights stuff that's going on now.
Oh, come on. She's beautiful and an activist.
I don't think
smart.
She's that beautiful. I think she's skinny and not that attractive at all. I don't see it.
She's
but I was wondering. Yeah, you think so? Okay.
But she's not.
Turned on by different things. All right. So is she an international Gloria Allred? Is she to the international community what Gloria Allred is to?
She's attractive.
All right, Gloria will be on here.
All right, the people walking by me in the hotel lobby are wondering, ooh, what's that about Gloria Allred? A thought for the day versus the quote of the day. Rob Bell, who's a pastor and a writer, said, "Busy is a drug that a lot of people are addicted to." Isn't that, and that you can put into the whole business. People say, "Oh, I'm so busy." But what are you doing with your time? That's part of the skill set that's being taught here at this Business Evolution Conference. What do you do with your time? How do you manage your time? That sort of thing. It's a very important thing for all of us to glean from the reality of the world. Okay, let's make short shrift of this work here on looking at the news and things that are shaking us all up. We're all shook up, like Elvis sang. Russia launched first airstrikes in Syria yesterday. I don't know. I guess Russia says it's against ISIS. The U.S. says they're hitting Syrian rebels because, as you know,
they're trying to prop up Assad.
Wants to keep Assad in his place. This civil war is has been going on for, what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
And we have different points of view. The Russians want one thing to happen. The U.S. wants something else to happen. And so here we are fighting once again in the Middle East.
The surprise that happened yesterday was that, okay, well, I don't know if it's a surprise, because how far can you trust Russia? But, you know, I am of the thought that we haven't really done anything with Assad. We're not prepared to do anything with Assad, so other than draw red lines that we're not following. So why not let Russia go in there and take care of ISIS and work with Syria and just, you know, it's kind of the lesser of two evils. Because
why don't we just get out?
Well, if Assad goes, what we want to happen happens, Assad goes and there's a vacuum, and does that give more of an opportunity for ISIS to sneak in there? You never know who's coming next. Now, Russia goes in there, let them fight it. We go in there, we're doing the same thing. We all have this common enemy, and then we can see where the cards play once we get rid of ISIS. But what happened yesterday is that Russia started flying in planes underneath commercial aircraft. This is what's so sneaky. And they started bombing targets that had absolutely nothing to do with ISIS. They were bombing targets from the Syrian rebels, and they're killing
the ones that we are supporting.
That we're supporting.
Right.
So now the issue is, this has just gotten a whole lot stickier. If Russia had just gone in there and fought ISIS, I'd be like, yay, you know what, at this point. But now that they're going in there and going after the people that John Kerry clearly said do not go after, what's our next play? I mean, if you know, John Kerry's been very clear, do not do this, and they did it yesterday. So
an hour before they launched planes and said, the way, you might want to clear this airspace.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Stay out of the way. Here we come.
And so that they couldn't be detected on radar, they're using these commercial jets for cover. I mean, it's really...
It's kind of clever in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, right?
But it improves, it pushes their agenda.
You know what? As long as Syria gets back under control, do we say by any means necessary? At least Russia, deal with.
It's more getting rid of ISIS than putting Syria under control. The ISIS problem is not just a Syrian problem. It's an Iraqi problem. It's a problem with Turkey. So you need to get rid of ISIS. And,
let's say Russia comes in and props up Assad, fights back the rebels, fights off ISIS at the same time, and within 2 or 3 years, Syria is back, and all of these immigrants can go back.
Right.
And refugees can go back.
The reason that this is going on with Russia, the reason Russia's trying to do this anyway, is to be a hero for the European Union, because they see that they're being overrun by refugees, and they want to get their sanctions released. They feel like the UN will say, okay, Russia went in and fought ISIS, we can release the sanctions that we put on them for Crimea and for the Ukraine. Part two of this is he also wants to be aggressive with his control in the Middle East, because whether people like it or not, and they like Obama or not, we have lost much control of the Middle East in the last 8 years. So
14 after the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next with his weekly report on the medical news. That's here on Good Day.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Walmart. The program now focusing on information from the world of your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, expert on the Good Day program. Actually, he and I have a weekend program called Good Day Health that you can join. It's aired live 7 to 9 on Saturday morning, East Coast time. If you have a question about your health and well-being, something's going on in your life, you're free, certainly, to call us. Or you can send email to doug@dougstephan.com or drken@drkenshow.com with your questions about your medical health. In the meantime, some of the reports this week focusing on sleep and sex after menopause. Not enough rest means not much sex, it would appear, according to the study, Ken.
Hi, Doug. This is reported at the annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society in Las Vegas this week. That too little sleep may lead to too little intimacy for postmenopausal women. It appears that women who report insomnia, they're less sexually active, getting less sleep than the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, is associated with less sexual activity, and sexual satisfaction is much less.
All right, so the easiest way around this is just to go to bed earlier. Does that fix the problem?
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up has to do with a focus on your bones and calcium. As one gets older, how does one make sure his or her bones stay strong?
Another example of how intuition is not always right about the body. This is out of the British Medical Journal this week, that extra calcium may not protect your aging bones after all. An analysis of more than 100 previous investigations discovered no proof, Doug, that boosting calcium intake beyond normal dietary levels strengthens older bones or prevents fractures. Excess calcium supplementation can be harmful. You can calcify your coronary arteries and lead to a heart attack.
All right, so then what the people that are listening to this say, what do I do? I believe that strengthening your muscles is what helps your bones as you get older. Am I right?
Well, in general, working out, doing strength training helps everything, and that's a good idea. Keep the weight down, especially.
Next up, the low nicotine cigarettes that are on the market now versus e-cigarettes. Looks like there's an interesting find here in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Exactly. New out this week, a very important discovery that cigarettes with reduced nicotine help smokers cut down on the number of smokes they consume each day, Doug. And cigarettes with the lowest nicotine levels may even encourage smokers to quit the whole thing entirely.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's sitting down versus standing up routine. I think somebody said to me the other day, sitting is the new smoking. What's the revelation on that?
Exactly. European Heart Journal this week, just standing, even if you don't walk around, can have a health benefit. Doug, people who spend more time standing and moving in the course of a week have lower levels of blood sugar and cholesterol. The benefits are even greater and include reductions in body mass index and waist circumference among those who take more steps during the day. So the conclusion from this study is stand up, sit less, and move more.
All right. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenesis Labs, who bring you Super Beats and Neo 40 capsules. You've done a lot of studying when it comes to this, Ken. Give us 60 seconds on why it is, for those who have high blood pressure, taking Super Beats is so important.
We all need to know this. It comes out of 1988 discovery that nitric oxide is a signaling molecule throughout the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded for these efforts, Doug. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, as a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because we finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. And this also can serve as an energy boost during the day, avoiding extra sugar and extra caffeine.
Call 800-655-4183 to get the benefit of what Dr. Ken is telling you is excellent, excellent, excellent way to keep your body, the blood flow going, and to keep the blood pressure down. 800-655-4183. Yes, Dr. Ken advises you do this. It's his advice. Take it. 800-655-4183. 83 for Super Beats.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start his name calling. And the girls respond to the call.
All right, there's a story that we have at DougStephan.com today that focuses on music and animals. Can music tame puppies? Can it hush kitties? There's a veterinarian who's on record saying yes to those questions. Dr. Pamela Fisher has put music in 1,100 animal shelters, saying that it calms down the dogs, it calms down the cats, and cuts down on barking and meowing. Dr. Fisher started this nonprofit Rescue Animal MP3 project 4 years ago by asking artists around the world to donate dog and cat-friendly music. The result was that MP3 players packed with 30 hours of classics, including music by Beethoven and Mozart and Chopin, nursery rhymes like Three Blind Mice, music performed on harps and pianos and violins, and also Oshawa. It's kind of like, frankly, what we use, many of us, to go to sleep at night. She gives them free these collections of songs, music, to animal shelters and sanctuaries and clinics. She said, quote, "I have used this therapeutic music in my practice and wanted to figure out a way to help the shelter animals in my community." She's a holistic veterinarian, practices in North Canton, Ohio, and has alternative approaches to things, taking care of pets, using aromatherapy, that sort of thing. She has sent this music to shelters in all 50 states, affecting 115,000 dogs and cats that are in these shelters. You have no idea, by the way, no idea how many animals there are in these shelters all around the country. And it's now becoming a worldwide thing. The kill shelters that we're all trying to do something. I certainly am. I want to do as much as I can to help these dogs find homes, these cats as well. There's a fan of this music who's helping get the word out, Tina Gunther, who's a vet tech at the Cut Bank Animal Shelter in Montana. And she's the only volunteer there. Temperatures there for the dogs and the cats routinely run below zero. Wind blows every day. And so they have the animals get pretty upset and excited, so calm them down. She tried using the radio, and that didn't work. The news and sports things didn't appeal to the dogs because they were too many people yelling on the talk programs. So she decided on this MP3 player project and come up with this music.
When we leave the house, you know how you have your music channels on the TV? Yeah.
You always leave it on for the dogs.
We leave it on the classical stations. And we don't all the time, but a lot of the times, if we know we're going to leave them for a couple of hours, we'll leave on.
Meredith does that too. She leaves the music on for Millie, and it does. It keeps them every.
By the way,
we used to do that for Charlotte.
To the ASPCA, Doug?
Yeah.
There are 13,600 community animal shelters nationwide.
Wow.
And every year there are approximately 7.6 million companion animals that go into the shelters.
Yeah. And how many of them come out alive?
About 3.9 are dogs and 3.4 million are cats.
Yeah. Yeah. And what happens to them if they can't find them?
2.7 animals are euthanized every year. 1.2 million dogs, 1.4 million cats.
Right. There you go. That's it. It's beyond tragic. It's insane. Let these dogs, I mean, the fact that people have dogs that have been spayed and neutered, woof. So anyway, the music helps relax staff members as well, and that benefits the animals. Working with the animals of your cool, calm, and collected, the animals are going to reflect exactly how you feel. So you can check this all out. The story is a good one, and it's there at DougStephan.com. 28 past the hour.
News. A blind spot in your outpatient visit that can have devastating consequences. This is Dr. Chamberson Cole, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The prestigious Institute of Medicine in a new report says 1 in 20 of us are getting the wrong diagnosis or suffering a delay in diagnosis in outpatient care. And either could cost you your life. DCOC advice: to avoid a missed or delayed diagnosis, follow the discharge instructions. If your doctor says come back in 48 hours if you're not feeling better, or sooner if you get worse, go back. Ask what symptoms you should look out for so you know when to come back. When given your diagnosis, ask what else could it be. And if you think your doctor doesn't misdiagnose, understand this: the only doctors who don't make mistakes are the retired or the dead. We're human too. This is Dr. Chamberson Cole, and if you want to understand how doctors diagnose, check out my article, Sherlock Holmes Will Diagnose You, on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A veterinarian in Massachusetts is studying how women react when they're shown photographs of their children and their dogs. She hopes to find out whether mothers love their dogs as much as their children. Like millions of Americans, my dog is a treasured family member and a reliable companion. So why does that relationship require a scientific study? The federal government paid $370,000 for it. If federal administrators would look through the lens of liberty before giving out millions of dollars worth of these silly grants, they would realize the source of the money. It comes from the taxes of hardworking Americans who already know, without a government study, how much we love our dogs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Baby on the night you said you would. 33 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm at the Business Evolution Conference at the Harrisburg Hilton Hotel. Come by in the lobby and you can throw spitballs at me if you'd like to do that, or come over and say hello. It's a nice place to be, a great place to learn. I hope the next 2 days will be helpful as I bring you some of the people who are here. They are not politicians. This is something that should is another thing. Never use the word should because it's inappropriate, and never define something by what it isn't. Don't do that. Don't tell people what you aren't. Tell people what you are, who you are, what you do. I've done this so badly most of my life. I will tell people that I'm not like Rush Limbaugh, or I'm not like Sean Hannity, or I'm not like... So then somebody would look at me and say, so who are you? What do you do? I try to bring some reason and fun to most of the things that are on people's minds in terms of the news. Yesterday, Richie, you'll be interested to know that I trademarked the term America's Morning Man. AmericasMorningMan.com. Yes.
Nice.
And I don't know what that says for you, Jennifer. Maybe we need to do America's Morning
Woman.
What would be appropriate? Well, that sounds heavy. America's Morning Lady, no. America's Morning Gal.
Yeah.
That sounds like you just had a sleepover with the whole country.
How come you can be America's Morning Man, but I can't be America's Morning Woman?
Yeah, right.
Right?
I don't
right.
think it does it flow. I'm happy that we can certainly
own
that. How
about America's
as well.
Morning Superstar?
Superstar. You won't get by. Superstar. All right, Donald Trump apparently is not going to get very far without his bus. In this case, his party bus is for sale, the blue campaign coach that has Trump all over the side of it with his slogan, Make America Great, is for sale for $15,000 or
something along that line. Actually, I'm not sure it's for sale. I think it's for rent. The fellow who owns it, Steve Drake, says the Trump campaign used it for months in Iowa, but they've shifted their strategy. This guy has five party buses that he rents out. You find people using them. Rock stars use them. Businesses use them. And so now the bus is available for $100 an hour. You can rent it, or you can take over the what's due for the next 30 to 60 days. I guess $15,000, whatever it is. I don't know how this tradition got started. I know the other night when we were at the Madonna concert, we walked outside and looked around. And there were 15 of those coaches out there for the members of the troop. They go from city to city in the buses. Then they put beds in the buses so they all can sleep while the buses drive to the next city. And there are a lot of, usually these buses that are used for politicos, same thing. There's a private area in the back of the bus where the candidate can go and have a nap or take a shower or meet with somebody privately, that sort of thing. And most of the buses are pretty cool. So if you're interested, you go to the story at DougStephan.com and fill in the blanks, if you will. All right, so and we don't have any more Donald Trump stuff, I don't think. He's still on the top of the polls. Miss Fiorina, say it again, Doug, Fiorina is coming up. Ben Carson has more money than pretty much anybody else on the Republican side except for Donald Trump. I find that very intriguing. $20 million he's brought in less than 3 months. What does that say about his candidacy and the people who are backing his candidacy? Will he be just another moneyed hack? Will be a legitimate question that some people can ask. Okay. Titanic was discovered, was it 1984, 85, somewhere in there?
Somewhere in
from
there,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that in the mid-80s? So from that time to this, there have been things that have been brought up from the Titanic, or things that were Titanic, that have been sold at auction for ridiculous money. The latest example is a menu from the last lunch on the Titanic. It was saved by a first-class passenger who held it when she got onto the lifeboat.
What?
Why?
Why would you take a menu with you from a sinking ship?
I might get hungry out on the spot.
I would say her grandchildren are now $88,000 to the better because she took it on the boat with
because
her.
Because of my crazy God. Grandma.
What about a ruined matchbook? Should I have one of those, too?
I don't know. You're talking about $88,000 for a menu?
What about the life raft?
This just shows this was an out-of-touch, very rich person because she's like, oh, let me take my baggage and a menu. Before she jumps into that boat. Meanwhile, Jack's out there freezing to death. Come on.
Right. What's the matter with you?
Excuse me, Buffy. Where's the front line for the buffet? Oh, it's just
chicken wing. While Jack and Rose are floating on an iceberg.
What will I do?
Dropping necklaces into the ocean.
Uh-huh.
I saw how that ended.
Yeah, Grandma stuffing salt and pepper shakers in her purse.
That's right.
Too bad they didn't have sweet and low.
Tally-ho.
Yeah, sweet and low. That menu took Jack's place on the rescue
and
boat.
Low. Prosecutors decided yesterday to not charge Caitlyn Jenner in that fatal car crash on the PCH in Malibu. Remember that from last year? The other driver was killed?
Well, Bruce was driving. So.
Bruce was driving. So
yeah.
Does that mean that she can't be charged for what he
got
did?
There's
an identity theft. There's a reason to change.
There anymore.
Change your identity from a male to a female, and they can't charge you. I don't know. How are you going to deal with the law? Yeah, that's going to have to. There's going to have to be new laws written to deal with this sort of thing.
There's got to be a way.
About all the ramifications and stuff like this.
Think about this. Bruce Jenner's lawyer is going, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
We're all. Look, I'm going to propose this in court that Bruce Jenner no longer exists. Therefore, you have to drop the charges.
Yeah.
And it'll create mass confusion in the courtroom. And the court just drops it. Says, okay, whatever.
See you later, alligator.
I give up.
All right. Apparently, the problems that Facebook has in any number of ways. We have people that overuse it, too much exposure, too much information, yada, yada, yada. Apparently, when you have problems with Facebook, some people, I'm saying you, there's a collective of a small y, are calling 911. Is there some survey, Kenny, that's been done?
Bad.
What in the world?
Facebook has been making some some changes lately, and it has caused their site to go down like three times in the last 3 weeks.
Right.
And people have freaked out when Facebook went down and have actually called the police in many places in the U.S. and also in England. They've been calling 911. They've been calling for emergency help because Facebook is down.
Help! Help! My Facebook won't work! What shall I do?
The Houston Police Department tweeted this week, after a couple of Facebook outages, that police are unable to help with problems that happen when the social network is down. Folks, please do not call the police because Facebook is down. What do you think
they are
going
to do? I'm offended that we even have
to
tell this to people.
Yes,
I mean, really?
Our listeners like they're that dumb. None of our listeners did this.
No, they wouldn't. That's right. They all are limbo.
What about, okay, but I know what our listeners did.
Yeah, I'm just, they're listening to
Bill Bennett's call.
Can we talk about what I know some of our listeners, at least some of you out there, did? What about that hoax that was going on Facebook this week, driving me insane,
right,
where you had to, people said you have to copy and paste a status. You can't just share it. You have to copy and paste the status. Otherwise, Facebook is going to charge you $5.99 or some crazy thing to keep your post private. And, Doug, I cannot tell you how many people, and people in my life, one of my very best friends, who is so smart. She's a teacher. She's reposting all this stuff. It's like, come on, really? I mean, it was Facebook was covered with this hoax.
Unbelievable.
Think before you post.
Think. THINK.
Or call the police.
Rebecca Gregg is a reporter and editor for the International Business Times. She has been in the Middle East. We call Greece sort of, it's a European country, but it's on the edge of the Middle East. What's going on there now as a result of the refugee crisis after they had their money problems? Is this a good thing or a bad thing? We'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
45 past the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's going on in Greece since the European Union refugee crisis started? We brought in Rebecca Gregg, international editor for the International Business Times. She writes, quote, every new boatload of refugees from Turkey, volunteers estimate there are upwards of 50 boats a day, is a potential meal ticket. They care little for their poorly made, mass-produced boats, but rather for the more valuable diesel engines. These scavengers are going after the boats. A Honda engine can bring $450 on the market there. And so there are a lot of things that are happening that are direct and indirect. So let's get Rebecca to bring us up to date. I guess it depends on who you talk to, Rebecca, as to how many are coming over there and what sort of happens. Is this the way these boats are being scavenged? Is that pretty typical of a day when a lot of people show up? They just leave the boats there and then people come along, pirates, and steal all this stuff?
So what happens is at the moment we have around something in the region of 2,000 people coming over from Turkey every day. And of course, on a big day you can have 3,000, or you know, you might have a quieter day. And what happens is you actually have people. Sometimes they work in gangs, or sometimes they're just locals who think they can make some money. And they'll actually, people with your binoculars, it's pretty easy to see when boats are coming in. So when people see that boats are approaching, people will wait. And then as soon as the refugees are out of the boat, then you will have people who will seize that opportunity as an attention from the people coming in, and they will get the boat. And as Nina said, they're not really interested in the rubber dinghies because they're not worth very much, but they are interested in the engines, and there's quite a nice trade in engines, and there's even reports at the engines event being sold back by a criminal gang, being sold back to Turkey, where they will then be used again to ferry yet more refugees into Greece. So yeah, it's a pretty active trade.
What other consequences are there in terms of the people that are going into Greece? Are they staying there? Or are they trying to get further into Europe? What's happening with the people?
That come, pretty much every person that you speak to has no real interest in staying in Greece. For them, Greece is just a stepping stone on the way to Northern Europe. When you speak to people, the majority want to go to Germany. That's sort of the top choice. But I also, when I've been speaking to people, there are also people who want to go to Sweden or Finland, so really the Northern Europe countries, and sometimes it will be because they have relatives in those countries. Other times it's just because they've heard that living conditions are very good there, and people don't want to stay in Greece because they are aware that it's sort of, by European standards, certainly a very poor country. And I think it's important to remember as well that of the refugees coming in, a large number of them, the majority coming into Greece, are Syrians, and the majority are actually from sort of quite middle class, educated backgrounds. You will basically meet people who are engineers, lawyers, doctors, accountants. And so before the war, they were used to quite a high standard of living in Syria. And so, they have an expectation of something similar in Europe.
All right. Well, that's interesting to hear some of how the pieces are being fit together. I don't know if I'd want to stay in Greece either, frankly. It sounds like the refugees are smarter than some of the rest of the people who want to get out of there. All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Good to have you here. Rebecca Gregg reporting from Greece on an interesting aspect to the refugee crisis here on Good Day.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As I expected, Mary Poppins, practically perfect in every way.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. The medicine go down.
Will you be good enough to explain all this?
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes.
I never explain anything.
I love this movie.
Great stuff, isn't it?
Love it.
Julie Andrews is 80 years old today. This, of course, is music from Mary Poppins on
Close
today.
Close your mouth, please, Michael. We are not a codfish.
So British.
I don't think many people wanted a nanny, but if you had to have one, Mary
but
Poppins was it.
Wasn't right? Our feeling about this movie changed with the Saving Mr. Banks movie that came out last summer?
No, it was still fabulous. Are you kidding?
Well, I didn't. Not, but there's something that sort of was unsettling.
Sad.
About seeing how Disney handled the lady who wrote the story of Mary Poppins and how the story sort of was altered. Was that aimed at making us feel bad, do you think? I mean, people enjoy the movie. Why should we be worried about whether it was the truthful reckoning of what her story originally was or not? It was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people try to make you feel bad about things that make you feel good. I kind of object to that, frankly. Anyway, Richie, you got one more piece from this, don't you?
No, that was it.
Oh, it was? Okay.
That was one, two, three,
like,
boom,
no
boom,
more.
Boom.
None
Bing,
of this
bang,
Mary
boom.
Poppins group.
A spoonful of sugar makes that medicine.
Will you
go down
to explain all this?
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes.
I never explain anything.
Sounds like Jennifer.
Yeah.
I get somebody in my life who's
without
like that.
The accent, yeah.
All right. Julie Andrews, congratulations on a great career she's had. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We're going to take some time for movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Know-how!
If you want to clean that gunk off your engine, you're going to need some gunk of your own. Gunk Engine Degreaser. And now, not only is it on sale at Napa for just $2.99, it also comes with a $2.99 mail-in rebate. That makes Gunk Engine Degreaser at Napa practically free and gives you a gunk-free engine. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. Mail-in rebate available for the entire sale price. Limit 3 per household at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 9/30/15.
I'm driving to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania yesterday afternoon on Interstate 81, and I went by the Stroudsburg exit, and I had all I could do, the steering wheel, I could feel it pulling, trying to get me to get off to go over and see you, Chucker.
What happened?
It was dark, and I needed to keep going. I was late to get it.
The spaghetti was ready, though.
Yeah, it wasn't really. Okay. Keep that in mind.
It was all Wednesday. Right. Prince Spaghetti Wednesday.
That's right.
That's right, exactly. So, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
Your meatball.
Okay, Doug, first it was Valentine's Day, then it was New Year's Eve. Now Gary Marshall has assembled another multiple cast, including Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, for his new movie, Mother's Day. Now, I tell you, Doug, a lot of these actors must really like Gary Marshall, because these movies are not very good.
Oh, they're awesome. It's a great... Are you kidding?
I'll tell you the best part of New Year's Eve was the end credits. I watched
That was a good movie.
The end credits
was a nice movie.
The outtakes and the music, I really like that.
Because it doesn't have vampires in it.
No gratuitous violins, no explosions.
One more.
What's the scene?
First it was Bill Murray, then Ernie Hudson, then Annie Potts, now Sigourney Weaver, the latest original cast member of Ghostbusters, to make a cameo in Paul Feig's female Ghostbusters movie, which stars Melissa McCarthy and Christine Wiig. I think that's overload of cameos, in my opinion, but we'll see how this one turns out. And I just want to mention John Gilliman, 89 years old, passed away yesterday, the director of two iconic 70s movies, The Towering Inferno and King Kong 76, which launched the career of Jessica Lange. Towering Inferno is one of my all-time favorite movies.
What do you know about the new movie coming out tomorrow called Freeheld?
Not much.
Yeah,
who's in it?
Ellen Page and Julianne Moore.
Oh, yeah, I saw the trailers. Yeah, the trailer looks pretty good.
It's about a lesbian couple. Part that Moore plays is she's old enough to be this girl's mother.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
It looks like it'll push the envelope a little bit here, which probably is a good thing. And I always like to be thinking about other things. The what-if department. You know what I mean, Chucker? What if I were to stop at your house? Would I have a spaghetti dinner? Yeah. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here every day at this time, 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.